With allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors meeting, April 5th, 2022. Is there any changes to the agenda?
Yes.
Sarah has to change to the agenda. She's taking off the final plat of, for the Raider subdivision, item D. Right, Sarah?
Yes, we're gonna move it to next week.
Okay, move on with, meet with department heads and elected officials. Sarah, payroll deputy in Howard's office.
Good morning. Just keeping busy as usual, nothing new to report at this time.
Okay, thank you. Oh, IT.
No, just keep busy like always. I don't really got any new report.
Okay, I'm glad everybody says they're busy, so that makes me feel good.
Always something going on, I'll tell you what.
Always something going on. Sheriff Flynn Denny, how's the sheriff's department?
We actually have nothing to do and we're just sitting around. And I quote.
I mean, that is a good thing.
Yeah. No, things are going really well. Our jail population's at 71, one adult out of county, three juveniles. That one adult's still that conflict. But our population's under control, doing well out there. Other than that, no other major news to report.
Good, thank you, Kevin. Roger Bleesner, maintenance.
Good morning, just got a lot going on. Nothing new to report.
Thank you. Your last, or Southeast Iowa Region Plan?
Morning. Well, as you noted earlier, we are delaying that one subdivision till next week. It's kind of a, just a precaution. It involves a, it's adjacent to right-of-way that's currently the state highway that's going to be eventually transferred to local once the new highway goes in. So it's we're just waiting on a formal okay from the DOT that they're okay with entrances being allowed at a certain location. And I think it isn't that this is an obvious issue or anything. I think it's more just their staff time. They're extremely busy, so we're just waiting on them to get an opportunity to address that item. So expect to see that next week then. Apart from that, just kind of been seeing a flurry of new activity in terms of zoning and floodplain inquiries lately. I think it's just dealing with the nicer weather. We're getting more people wanting to get out and do things. So just keep it busy as normal. And other than that, I don't have anything to add.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. The board got an email about 10 or 10:30 last night from some county supervisor, Madison County or something, about the House had just passed, and I think the Senate had passed it already, some wind ordinance that said if you don't have the wind ordinance, you need to get one or file for a moratorium. Anyway, I forward it to Lisa. I assume it'll end up on your desk.
Okay.
Is anybody aware of that? This is the first I've heard of it.
Okay. It's about taxes, though. It's some
yeah. Well, I think it's something about how they're taxed.
I thought we had something on the books that was specific to the taxation, but that's it. It wasn't regulating.
Apparently, it's changed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look into that.
And they don't pay property taxes. It's a utility tax of some sort.
Is it passed already? Passed and signed?
Well, I don't think it's been signed by the governor, but.
It's going to the governor. It's going to the governor now.
Yeah, because I think the Senate passed it, and then I think the House passed it yesterday. And I had no idea it was even out there. With sure, it just sailed over my head. But anyway, and they've changed the way they tax it. It's not necessarily property taxes now. I'll forward that email to you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Our boat ramp project is kind of wrapping up. They got the second half poured yesterday, and they'll be pouring the walkway down the center today. Hopefully rain holds off long enough for them to get that done. We're planning a grand reopening on Friday at noon. So we'll be cutting everything, so everybody's invited to that. So we're excited about that. It took a little bit longer because start a concrete project and then it rains, you know, 46 hours. So, but it's going to be done. It's a lot better than it was. So that's great. And then just working tomorrow.
And that grand reopening is this Friday?
Yeah, it'll be this Friday at noon.
You're right on that. That's soon, huh?
Yeah, so the east half is usable today. So they got it poured last week. And so anybody wants to go out on the lake, they'll get out of your way and let you put in on that east half, and then they're working on the center part today. They poured the west half yesterday. So
I thought they had to wait like 15, 20 days before they could put any weight on that. So
they said 2 to 3, and I suspect it's simply a product of the volume of traffic. It's going to be on there. It's pretty minimal.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
It's still pretty chilly out on the lake.
Thank you. Trent, how's the attorney's office going?
Doing good. It's Lisa's week for the trial, so she's, I think, upstairs right now. But then we have an open or a closed session here coming up at the end. So. But other than that, nothing to report.
Okay, thanks, Trent. Janelle, how's the crazy talk?
Good morning. We're busy like everyone else.
Making money for us, are you?
Quite a bit.
Good. Ken, how's the seal region doing?
Good morning. Wonderful. We're busy too. It's contracting time, so all the providers turned in their budgets by March 15th that I requested, and then Tammy and the rest of the management team look over those budgets, and then we have the contract meetings, and so that's in full force now. We're just having a lot of meetings and figuring out what next year's contracts are going to look like. Some providers have to submit second budgets to us because after we talk with them, we need some more details. So we're coming along in that process.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thanks.
You know, I didn't hardly see you find Trent there. Terry Johnson,
good morning.
County Auditor.
Good morning.
How's everything going?
We just finished our ballot order today for the primary election, so hopefully we'll get the proofs by the end of the week, and because we have 40 or 45 days before the primary election, we have to send out all UCABA ballots. And that is for the military that request them, or any citizens overseas, those types of things. So I don't know how many, we usually don't have a whole lot of those for the primary. But anyway, we're just working towards the election and taking each step at a time and getting everything prepared.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.
Stephanie, how's the recorder going?
Well, Mr. Carey. These are the reporters. Nothing new to report.
You know, my dad always told me to respect your elders and call them mister. That made me feel old when you said that.
We know you're not that old.
Oh, we're good.
Have
you heard any more on the ATV, UTV ordinance thing?
He is old. I have not heard anything.
I haven't either. I didn't know it.
I have not heard anything on that.
Is that another one that's not quite signed yet?
Yeah.
It had to go through the Senate.
Right.
So, yeah. Sounds like they're going to attach it to a finance bill and it's going to make it out, but that's kind of the indication I've
been. Brian Carter, Secondary Road.
Good morning. There's all sorts of closures that are starting here anytime soon. Some were supposed to start yesterday and they didn't. So yeah, Mediapolis Road, that's the DOT project, but that'll be our road that's closing. Upper Flint, that'll be at the intersection, but that'll close completely. Pleasant Grove Road, over by the quarry, Geode's closed as we speak. So a lot of stuff going on, a lot of road construction coming up. And we also, west of Mediapolis, about 5 miles or so, we had a guardrail that got hit during an accident about 3 or 4 weeks ago or something like that. Broad daylight, guy looked up and realized he was heading straight at the into the wrong lane at the guardrail. So I'll show that to you today because it's a great picture of exactly what a guardrail is supposed to do, and you don't see it very often, but if you ever watch a safety video, it did exactly what it's supposed to do. So, and he's alive and he was walking around. So that worked out very well. So anyway, however, they're hard to get fixed. So we have a company showing up later this week, hopefully, to get that fixed. So that'll be a one lane closure on top of everything else. So I'm sure there'll be all sorts of happy folks driving around figuring out closures. So if they have questions, you guys get calls or something, send them on to our office. And it may not be our project, but we'll try to give them some information. So, and we've done press releases on everything, but a lot of it's out of our control. We do have a bid out for the Upper Flint paving project, and that's, I want to say, next week, April 8th, I think, off the top of my head. No, it's Friday, I believe. So we'll see how that goes and see how inflation, I guess, has impacted those costs. We have another big project bidding in May that'll go through the DOT. That's for the bridge up on Dry Branch on Highway 99 and some grading along with it. That'll be one lane closure on occasion, but that will not be full closure during that project. And then on top of everything else, as you guys know, we bid pavement markings this winter. We always do it in January. It's a good time to bid it. To my shock, because normally we don't see those guys till July or August, they're going to show up in mid-April, so which I'm all for. But just an FYI, that's going to be out there. We don't have much to do with it. We check in with them every so often to make sure things are getting done properly. But they have all their own traffic control. They have, and I would mention, they have cameras. Most of those crews now have cameras on their operation to show, because if you come up on them and it says wet paint and do not pass, and you pass and get paint on you, their insurance will turn you down for getting your vehicle dealt with. So they've got a lot more sophisticated of an operation than they used to. So it's kind of a rolling lane closure because of the fresh paint. But they will be in the county sometime, I would guess next week, but it could be the week after. They weren't 100% sure. So a lot of stuff going on.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Safety department, my gosh, I couldn't see you back there.
We kind of got in a row here, didn't we?
Yeah, I guess. Angie, how's safety?
We're doing good. I'm still catching up. I was back last week, but I was on one leg, so
yeah.
We're working on getting things caught up, and everything's going pretty good.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. Krista, how's the public health?
Good morning. We're doing good. Our immunization clinics are getting busier. People are gearing up for the next school year as far as kindergarten roundup and those type of things. So our Tuesdays are pretty busy. And our COVID days, now that they've approved that second booster dose, has also picked up. So we are giving adult COVID vaccine plus boosters on Thursdays from 8:30 to 4 in our office. So.
Now that fourth dose, is that what were you using, Moderna or Pfizer? Or?
Either one of those two. The first boost dose is 5 months after the initial completion of the initial series, and the second boost dose is 4 months after the first booster. So people are just really starting to come in that time frame.
Yeah.
So we are starting to pick up a little.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
I didn't miss anybody. I don't think I did. Moving on to correspondence, I see none here. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I did not.
Yeah. No. Move on to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $768,257.64.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have payroll claim reimbursements in the amount of $588.26.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. We have a resolution appointing the ADA coordinator for Warren County. That would be...
Hot Rod.
Is that who that is? Okay. Appointing ADA coordinator for Warren County. Warren County hereby appoints Rodney Gleason, our maintenance director, as the ADA coordinator for Warren County. Coordinator will be responsible for implementing and monitoring the local public agency's ADA transition plan and the ADA compliance agreement with the Iowa Department of Transportation, and is the representative for issue and actions pertaining to this agreement.
Look at Rodney's face. The excitement is overwhelming.
Thank you, Rodney.
He's so excited right now. The guy's just spilling over with excitement.
What's your wishes, gentlemen?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
I want to tack on to the end of that, since I was in on that meeting. I want to give my compliments to Sarah and Terry, because that's a... There was a Title VI thing that came down from the state 10 years ago. It's been quite a while. It's one of those things where they make a push. All the counties probably ran a resolution through. Hadn't been a lot of stuff done with it like there should have been in the near future anyway. And we got, I would kind of call it an audit. So last Tuesday, Sarah and I sat through a training slash audit thing. And I think he was pleasantly surprised with the county, and because we had followed through with some of the steps. So it went very smooth. Unfortunately, one of the side effects of that was we needed an ADA, a title or somebody. So that's where Rodney, I think, came in. But compliments to their office, because I think that could have been a lot messier. So it was not.
We appreciate you, Rod. Look at the excitement on his face.
Yeah, I called Rodney and I'm like, hey, by the way, I brought up this resolution. Do you mind?
This team player.
Oh, yep, I didn't take it out.
Okay. We have a fireworks permit for 34 raceways, April 16th and August the 6th.
Motion to approve. Second.
Everything's in order, so.
All right. Sheriff didn't shake his head now.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Set the date for county rural residents spring cleanup.
What were the dates last year?
The dates that are highlighted on that are similar to what was used last year, because we kind of got to it kind of late last year. So if you want to change that and move them up a couple of weeks.
You got May 1st or May 2nd starting? Was it starting May 2nd?
Yes, July? May 2nd and yeah. Then July 1st, but we was late last year.
Yeah, so we were late last year, so if Mr. Carter has any input on that, because I know his crews are usually the ones that pick the stuff out of the ditches when people can't make it to the landfill, so.
I think that's the reason we're on a road tour today.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can help pick up the trash?
They found an actual unit for the Board of Supervisors.
Have the amount of dollar bond and
That's all right.
I've got a dump trailer pulled behind.
All right, right.
We'll give you a safety vest too.
I would say the sooner the better before it greens up.
He has orange jumpsuits for us.
Oh, yep. So if you want to move, if you want to start that.
Well, they're coming to you after they're done with them.
If you want to start that mid-April and move it up so that it ends in mid-June or something like that, we can move that up. I just, because I have to send it to the papers and post it on our website. So.
We usually start it on a Monday or a Friday? Or.
Yeah, usually a Monday.
And I think you probably run it through a Saturday because
yeah.
A lot of times they're open Saturdays.
And I think it's just the second and fourth Saturday, I think, is it stayed on there?
I
think
keep
it's
track of it.
On the rural cleanup, I think down below it might state what Saturdays they're open.
It's in the paper this weekend, I'm sorry, the 11th.
Because I'm just thinking it's the second and the fourth.
We're talking April 18th or 11th?
I would go with the 11th.
And then run it through, you said the second or the fourth
that's
Saturday?
Next Monday.
Run it through May 21st.
Yeah, I can get it posted. I just need to let the landfill know when we're starting that.
Just
so.
Run it through May
28th or 21st?
Or June. You might want to go.
Saturdays are the. Or through June, that's right.
Yeah, because I think last year we went almost 2 months.
Through Saturday through June 18th or the 11th. You want to make it 11th to the 11th? Or
I go 11th.
11th.
June 11th.
That's
April 11th.
April 11th through June 11th.
You know, we keep pushing them longer, and I've never heard anybody say we ran out of credit, so the
we've,
more stuff that goes, the better.
As of now, we've got $8,837 of credit.
I think it would be a great problem to have to run out of credits.
Go until June 11th or until we run out of credit.
So April 11th.
But we still have a fall
the
cleanup,
fall
right?
One.
Winter
yeah.
Cleanup.
Yeah. But
yeah.
You know, like I said, I don't ever remember us running out, no matter what we've done. So I say we just keep pushing the
and
limit
until
we.
And we've just added that statement until the credits run out.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So April 11th to June 11th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get that changed. We'll get that posted on the website, and I'll get it sent to the papers.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll motion to approve the dates of April 11th through June 11th for the rural spring cleanup.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
And Brian, would you take a picture of them in their orange vest? Pick the stuff up, please.
Yeah.
I believe that they'll get a picture of Kevin's also with the tape measure behind them.
And all safety gear. I want gloves, eye protection, hard hats, boots.
You're next on the. This week, now there. Now we have a next on the request for suspension or delay of property taxes per code 427.9.
That's from DHS.
DHS.
That's it's just a suspension. Yeah. DHS has determined that somebody is exempt from paying those taxes until that property sold or until they're able to pay those taxes. So motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carey.
Yes. Okay, we have personnel actions. For Judith Weatherwax. Weatherwax. Okay. Read that wrong. 11.38 hours unpaid leave. 324.22 and 325.22.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yeah. Now we have the reports. We have the jail stats for February 22, general assistance for March of 22, and the Veterans Affairs for March of 22. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. We have minutes for the regular meeting on March 29, 2022.
Motion to approve. Second.
Sarah?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. We have.
Just moving that final plat to next week.
And then we had somebody wanted a work session next week, and we put it off because of the Amarillo tour.
Next week will be a little longer because I will be at the tail end of the meeting for my formal public hearing on the 5-year program.
That's what it was.
I know somebody else wanted a work session. I don't remember who it was, but I just thought I'd mention that we have to approve that next week to meet deadlines.
Okay.
As you all know, Carter has something going on that he needs to do.
Yeah, that 5-year plan's long.
I expect a very full press section for that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a full house.
Around his schedule.
You hunting first season, are you?
I'm doing second, so I'm safe.
Okay.
Committee reports.
I have nothing.
I had a Southeast Iowa detention support, and so far this year, last year at this time, we had 703 beds, what they call a day bed at the juvenile detention. So we're a little bit down this year, which is good. At $160 a day, we're down to 671, so we'll take whatever we can get, you know, getting down at. But,
Kevin's gone scared straight.
And Des Moines, Iowa, Polk County is starting to use us again down there, and we give them a break at $185 a day instead of $200. And they've already, this year, they've already come up there and have got 702 bed days. So they've got the facility up there, but they're like everybody else, they don't have the staffing. So they're using us, which is good for us. And that's all I had. So moving on to public input. Anybody from the public wants to call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or they can email us at board@dmcounty.com. That'd be board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes to do that. Anybody here have anything to say?
Did anybody pick up a Henway over the weekend?
Take what?
Did anybody pick up a Henway over the weekend?
I'll buy it. What's a Henway?
Yeah. 4 or 5 pounds.
You gotta leave on a high note.
I'm out of here, guys.
You're so quick, Chris.
You found a hammer for it?
Yeah.
What?
Do you know what a hammer's for?
Do I know what a hammer's for?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the hammer stuff. I don't understand jokes like that. But I know what a cow is with no legs. My grandson was killing it yesterday. Ground beef, Grandpa. Ground beef. Fantastic.
Campaign's kind of entertaining.
What's that?
I can't pay for this kind of entertainment.
Man, I'll tell you.
Cancer wouldn't.
Actually, you can. Tax dollars at work, friends. It's as good as it gets in Des Moines County.
Oh. Did you just say there was a comment? Colin?
What's that?
I think we lost all viewers.
Yeah, we should try to start it over. Don't even listen. Listen to her.
That surely has to be 2 minutes.
The longest 2 minutes is our lives.
Isn't it nice they have these little timers so you know where you're at?
So moved.
Okay, 2 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
So.
Motion to go into closed session.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker?
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. Y'all have a great day.
Oh. Yes.
Radio.
Before you
go.
Motion to end the closed session.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.